Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Morning Podcast. Today, we're looking at a major win for a global tech giant, but also a big caution sign for the future. TSMC, the world's largest chip manufacturing company, just reported a record quarter, right? Let me know what you think is the big story here.
Yes, Alice, and it's quite a big win for them. They reported a 60.7% year-on-year jump in quarterly net profit. That's $13.5 billion, which is the highest quarterly earning they've ever had. So it's a real boost from the AI and high-performance computing demand. But let me ask, what's the catch here?
Well, the catch is that they're now giving a more cautious outlook. The CEO, C.C. Wei, says they're becoming more conservative, and the revenue growth forecast for the full year has been raised, but that still implies a revenue contraction in the final quarter of 2025. That's a bit of a red flag, don't you think?
Definitely, and they're pointing to two main risks. One is the US tariff policies, which could affect consumers, and the other is the weakening US dollar. I see. The new Taiwan dollar has gained 12% against the US dollar this year, which is eating into their profitability, since most of their revenues are in US dollars. But 75% of their costs are in new Taiwan dollar. That's a big issue.
So they're also seeing a decrease in their gross margin, right? From 58.6% in the second quarter to a range between 55.5% and 57.5%. That's because of the expansion of new plants in the US and the less favorable exchange rate. That's quite a shift.
And it's not just TSMC being cautious. ASML, the world's only supplier of the lithography machines for cutting-edge chips, also gave a more cautious outlook after the impact of US President Donald Trump's tariffs was less negative than expected. But they still had to issue a more cautious forecast than analysts had anticipated. That's interesting, right?
Yes, and it shows that the entire chip manufacturing industry is feeling the pressure. TSMC is also investing a lot in the US, right? They raised their US investment plans from $65 billion to $165 billion US dollars. That's a huge increase. What do you think that means for their future?
It certainly shows that they're committed to their US operations, but it also means that they have to deal with the costs and the exchange rate issues. I think they're trying to balance the benefits of being in the US with the challenges that come with it. It's a very complex situation, and they're not the only ones feeling it.
Definitely, and it's also worth noting that they're not seeing any change in customer demand so far. That's a good sign, but they're still cautious about the future. So it's a mix of positive results and caution. What's your take on all this, Lewis?
I think it's a very real reflection of the current market. The AI boom is giving them a boost, but the geopolitical risks and exchange rate fluctuations are real. It's a test of their resilience and their ability to adapt to these challenges. I'm curious to see how they'll continue to navigate this.
Yeah, and it's a good example of how even the biggest companies in the world can't avoid the global economic headwinds. It's a real-world case of how businesses have to balance the benefits of growth with the risks that come with it. So, Lewis, what's next for us today?
Next, we'll take a look at another major development in the UK business world. But first, let's just take a quick break. You're listening to the UK Morning Podcast.